given that's the case, that delaying tshuva is in itself a form of rebellion to Hashem, it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to find that which will inspire us to run after tshuva. The second gate of Shari Tshuva by Rabbeinu Yonah is Lahorot Hadirahim Shiyotorer Ha'adam Bahen Lashuv El Hashem, is to teach the ways that one can awaken himself to return to Hashem. It is a fulfillment of this special aspect of tshuva, the cherishing of the gift of God that we can return. It is the awakening from within and the inspiration to cleave unto our Creator. Rabbeinu Yonah is going to give us 6 different motivators. If you go now to the website and you go to www.teachittome.com, and you go to the section on Shari Tshuva, you will see there that I've added to the left side of the shiur materials. There you will find the second shar of Shari Tshuva in the Hebrew. You will also find there a link, and if you can click on that, it'd be worthwhile, the 6 motivators to awaken to tshuva. So there are 6 different motivators that we're going to discuss in the second shar, in the second section of the Shari Tshuva. So there are 6 different methods that a person can awaken himself to return. Now, before though entering into the 6th, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that there is an underlying principle, an underlying direction in terms of returning to Hashem and in terms of awakening ourselves to return to Hashem, that in fact is the ikar, is the main way to return. These other 6 reasons are things which are to push us into the direction of doing tshuva, to push us into the direction of awakening and eventually coming to this path. So let's begin. More than these 6 things, more than all of this, my son, be careful. To return every day and your soul to purify, without any of the 6 reasons to awaken. Now the course of day makes thoughts difficult. Nevertheless, this principle, the main way to truly awaken to tshuva, but the most distant from us. If you recall, going back to the shiur on busha, on embarrassment, one of the 20 principles of tshuva laid out by Rabbeinu Yonah, that busha, being embarrassed, is something which is far from us because of the fact that we cannot relate to the presence of God truly being around us. But yet, that aspect, recognizing and knowing that God is here, that God surrounds us, that we are in His world and He does hear what He desires, and we have the sole goal in life to follow after His will, that idea can at times be distant, which is the reason for the 6. But nevertheless, remember your Creator, remember Hashem, because on that path, just trying to remember, trying to place before you God, Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, I shall place God before me always. By focusing on that and bringing that to the forefront of your life, Hashem, He will restore your soul from the effects of the lump of dirt that you are. That's the case. The various physical chains and bounds that are around us, to draw us into different physical desires, are broken and removed when we place Hashem before us.
ובכן, עריה תאור קשב את דעך ליישר הדורי טבעך.
So what should we do then? Wield the bow of knowledge to straighten flaws in our natures. Learn Torah. Exercise and practice the six different reasons that are going to be given. Use them to awaken yourself and push you in the direction of serving God.
ומיראת השם ואהבתו והבושה מלפניו תוסיף מעלה תמיד.
And through awe and love of heaven and being embarrassed and having shame before him, you will increase and ascend higher always. So this, without question, is the truest means for awakening oneself. Nevertheless,
ותוסיף אומץ להאיר את רוחך בדרכי הסיבות השישה אשר יתבררו.
Strengthen yourself to awaken your spirit by way of these six reasons that will be explained. What I'm going to do now is very briefly list out the six means to awaken to repent, the six motivators that Rabbi Yonah will introduce over the course of the coming shiurim that we are having over the second shahr, or the second gate. Number one, one's troubles are the results of his sins. There is an effect that is caused from one's sins, that he now owes a debt. That debt, as we learned in the principles of tshuva, is fulfilled through sighing and through acts of sighing and through worry. And God forbid, if that's not enough, through yisurin, through the troubles in our lives. Number two, use the strength you have left to return now. For the righteous grow stronger in age, but man in general is weakened in his days as they pass. Use now what you have. The tshuva that you can do now, the sighing and the breaking of one's hearts and the tears that can pour now, in his strength, take and use them now while you still can. Accepting words of reproof by listening carefully when someone comes to tell you of your flaws. To seek out even those that are willing to discuss with you your problems and to open your ears and accept their words as a means to bolster and improve. When a person is offended by someone's honest rebuke, it's only a sign of his self-centeredness, which is placing a barricade between him and his Creator. Learning Torah is number four. Without any question, how are we to return to God if we don't even know when we've stepped over the line? And also, from the Torah itself is how we understand who and what our Creator is and what our relationship to Him is. It's only through Torah and the Chachamim that we are able to fully connect with our souls and then to God. to fully internalize what we truly are, servants of Hashem. Number five, remembering the inscribing of one's ways and the days of awe. By placing upon our hearts the realization and the recognition that in only so many months, days, or weeks, we are going to stand in judgment with all of our actions inscribed in heaven, be it in the book of good or bad, life or death. By remembering that everything is inscribed above and that judgment comes about and sets in on what is written there, that will inspire us and awaken us to realize that there are repercussions to all that which we do, and to return to God. And number six, well, death. Death, and so his judgment may come at this very moment, at any moment. Lo'leinu, God forbid, he should have compassion, should give us a long life, have erech apayim, be slow to anger with us. But nevertheless, each and every one of us has to realize that this could be the last moment. This could be the last second that we breathe. Don't lose the moment. Seize it. And turn your heart to heaven. Return to Hashem. The gates of tshuva, the sharei tshuva, are never closed. It is always possible to repent. It is always possible to approach Hashem once again. There's a story that I often like to tell. It helps to give us a sense of understanding of who we are and the power of tshuva. There once was a king, a great king. This awesome king had a special guard that he handpicked and selected, the children of his most trusted servants. To each and every one of this special guard, he would hand the most precious of all stones. Each one placed into a beautiful ring that will be worn at all times. It was a sign between each and every one of them and their king of the love he had for them and their dedication to the point of death for their king. As time went on, things happen. And occasionally, for amongst this special guard, there would be those that fell away. That perhaps on some excursion, on some mission out into the dark forest, or perhaps just even visiting home, they would become lost. Would find themselves separated from the king. Sometimes events and things would happen that would bring them to the point that would be so intoxicated by some desire of theirs that they would come to completely forget that awesome king that they had pledged service to, that they had such a close relationship with. So time would go on. The others would often lament, "Where are our brothers?" The king too often would think about his lost ones. The desire never leaves even for a moment from the heart of the king or from the brothers that once again that they should see their compatriots again at home in the palace and on the special missions of the king. At times, what would happen? Perhaps on a day of particular woe, a day of particular pain, waking up from perhaps a night of intoxication, then that hangover of the morning, that one of these lost ones should happen to turn and look and see upon their hand the beautiful stone in that beautiful ring that was given to them, that was set upon them by command of the king. A reminder that they are from that special guard. Perhaps at times the overwhelming abundance of things which draw and bring desire to that person come upon him, and he doesn't awaken at that moment. But surely and for sure, we hope, of course, as to the king and the brothers, that he will awaken. And when he does, and as he surely will, he'll know from that ring, he'll know that he bears a stone that will give him instant access back into the palace of the king. So for the one that awakens, he sees once again that he can return. And it doesn't matter how far he's been. It doesn't matter where he's been. It doesn't matter how dark his life had been up to this moment. Seeing the sparkling light on that gem, he should and will and does awaken and recognize that he is from the chosen. So our valiant knight who's been lost sets back to the palace. And when he arrives, perhaps beaten and dirty from top to bottom, he is always allowed in. And not only that, when the gatekeeper sees there before him is this one from the chosen, he is instantly allowed in. He is welcome. He is drawn in and brought before the king. Well, regardless of his state, all stand in happiness. Well, no question, he needs to go back to training. He needs to clean up. He needs to get back to where he is. But awaken he must. And to travel and to move back into the palace he will. God willing, each and every one of us, possessors of a holy soul and a brit, a covenant between us and Hashem, all of us should awaken and recognize and realize we are those knights. We are the chosen ones who have been found amongst the darkness. We should look, each and every one of us, into ourselves, into the beauty of the soul that we possess, into the element of godliness that we've been granted. And from that alone should inspire within ourselves to waken and to return back to the palace of the King of all kings and know that by virtue of the fact that we are living, that we are breathing, that we have within us still a spark of godliness, that gives us entrance before the King. Nothing stands in the way of the contrite heart. when we break our hearts and we spill our tears and we lower ourselves in humility before our Creator, He accepts us and we are sweet before Him as the sweetest of all sacrifices. Our self-sacrifice is most precious. Our breaking of ourself and accepting once again the yoke of heaven upon our necks. May Hashem inspire each and every one of us to awaken every day, to wake up and realize the beauty that is within, that is the sign of our connection to our Creator, and to wake up and see that the true light is there and not here in the darkness of our desires, but only in the desire of the One, Hashem. With each and every one of us breaking our hearts and spilling our tears and turning ourselves to Hashem, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear our prayers, and may He lift the Shekhinah from the Galut, from exile, and may we all see once again speedily in our days the beauty of Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash, which Mashiach Tzidkenu b'Mehravi Yameinu, Amen.